The American destroyer, the USS Stethem, sailed within 12 nautical miles of islands claimed by China, Taiwan, and Vietnam Sunday. Washington said the maneuvers, which were the second such operation near Chinese-controlled islands in 6 weeks, were routine activity. Beijing, however, called them a serious political and military provocation.
With the joint efforts made by China and ASEAN countries, the situation in the South China Sea has been cooling down and has assumed a momentum of positive development. The United States, however, has deliberately stirred up trouble in the South China Sea. This runs counter to the common aspirations of the regional countries for stability, cooperation, and development.
The U.S. maneuvers this week come as China conducts exercises with its first aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, near Taiwan. Washington has been undertaking various measures, many argue, that aim at containing China. Experts suggest that the U.S. may be looking for leverage on other issues.
There are many debates and strategies about whether the U.S. seeks to maintain a hegemonic status in Asia or cooperate with China to manage the Asia-Pacific together. I think the Trump administration is using the South China Sea issue to get China to yield on North Korea's nuclear problem and the trade imbalance between the U.S. and China instead of applying some grand strategy.
China says it has dispatched its military vessels and fighter jets to warn off the U.S. warship. Beijing and Washington have already had disputes on a number of issues, including the deployment of the U.S. missile system in South Korea. The increasing military tension between Washington and Beijing raises the question of how the two sides will manage their relative trajectories, a rising China and a declining America. And while President Xi and Trump developed a reasonable rapport in their recent summit, the risk remains that confrontation on regional security will spill over into other policy areas, such as trade and the North Korea issue. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.